My name is Laura Carter. I'm running for a state representative in the 3rd District, position 1. We need somebody that would stand up for bringing back common sense. There's too much nonsense going on in our government, especially our state government, and we need to have some people to bring back common sense in our system, common sense in our education system, public safety, health care, and our economy. There's this talk about defunding the police. That's nonsense. We need to support our local police. There's also this talk about fluoridating our water. Now, if you want your water fluoridated, there are chemicals that you can put into your drinking water to fluoridate your water, but don't force it on the rest of us. And when it comes to education, the left wants to teach sex ed from kindergarten, you know, starting with kindergarten, and they don't need to be taught at that early age. And they also, there's this push, I don't think it's there yet, but there's this push by League of Women Voters to teach children that they are whatever gender that they feel like they are, when in fact, he has XY genomes, she has XX genomes. It's that simple. Why make it complicated? You know, we have epidemics. I mean, that's been going out through the ages, and yes, people do die. That's unfortunate, I think it was a little bit too drastic to shut down the businesses and make children stay home and try to learn online. What about the families that don't have computers or they don't have internet access? How did their children learn? What about the parents who are not well enough educated to homeschool their kids? I think that it's been hard on the children. Especially since the children are not so likely to die from the virus. They may come down with it, but they're pretty resilient. So I think it was kind of an overkill. I think they should have stayed in school. They should have had graduation ceremonies as normal, because people at that age were not at that vulnerable age like these people who are in these nursing homes.